Alright lads, welcome to Inside the Video, a brand new series where I sit down with a content creator to take a deep dive into their video, project, anything of the sort. For the third episode, I am joined with
Radiant Grey
to talk about their video titled
I Pranked Speedrunners Using Wrong Structures.
So, easy question out of the way here. How did it feel being your most viewed video?
It was honestly so crazy because when I uploaded it, I didn't think it would do as well as it did. But I remember I was at my friend's house and every so often I'd check my phone and I just see it just kept going up, and I thought to myself, wow, this is just going to be my most viewed video, and it was, which I'm pretty happy about.
Where did the idea come from?
The idea came from, so the idea of like a custom seed or custom world speedrun, it's been, obviously I didn't invent it, it's been done before me, but about 2 years ago, a few months after I got into Minecraft speedrunning, I just decided to modify just this random speedrunning world. I think what I did for that one was I put like the buried treasure like 50 blocks underground, and you had to dig sand the entire way there, and I like replaced the spawner in like the treasure bastion with like a blaze spawner or something like that, and I gave it to my friends to play, and they all thought it was pretty fun, so I kind of kept just making them on and off. And I think there has been a custom world custom seed tournament that was done before by Molly, but I don't believe it ever got finished. So about December of last year, I had an idea, hey, a custom seed tourney would be pretty awesome. So that's when I decided to work on it.
Why did you decide to make the video? I know you've kind of briefly answered it there, but just for the sake of the format.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I know. The idea of the video was, it was just fun to me. Like, I was getting into YouTube I was taking YouTube much more seriously January of this year. So I kind of just, like, knew that I was going to make a video on it, because the videos, they came out, like, 3 months after the tournament happened. And that's not to say, like, they took, like, a really long time to make. I kind of just, like, put off making them for, like, 2 months. But all in all, like, why I made the video, there's just so many, like, cool people who decided to play, and I think that giving them a platform would be pretty cool as well. Also being able to showcase just, like, just cool pieces of Minecraft speedrun tech that you just never get to see anywhere else, I think is pretty awesome.
How long did the video take to record? I know it's an entire kind of series, but specifically this video.
Well, the actual tournament all in all took about like 3 hours, and this video covers the first two seeds. So that tournament was like 2 hours. And then in terms of getting the footage, I kind of just like worked on it like on and off across like a month. Because again, I put it off for like 2 months. It did take a while to like edit, record, do all that, especially because like a lot of my videos before this are on the shorter side. I'm just looking right now. We got 11 minutes, 15 minutes, 12 minutes, 7 minutes, and this one is 20 minutes. So it definitely is like one of the lengthier Gradient Grey videos, but I'm happy with how it turned out. To give like a more concrete answer to how long it took, I'd say maybe like for all the time I took, maybe around like 2 weeks, I want to say.
What was your favorite troll? Like out of all the ones that you did, what was your favorite one?
My favorite troll. Okay, that's a really good question. I put a lot of them in there. I think like I really liked the small stuff, because obviously you got like the thumbnail things, like the end city ship in the overworld. Like that's just something you'd never see, but I really like the more subtle things. Something I did was I just lowered like the bastion floor by like one block, and it tripped up like everyone's muscle memory. Because there's, on the bastion type that it is, there's basically one viable route which always starts from the same place, which is affected by the floor being lowered. And I went back and just like checked through like VODs. Every single person was fused. It was so funny. So it would have to be either that or in the lodestone chest of the bastion, where I just put like 40 lodestones in. And I think I like it less because of the troll, but more because of Yupunk's reaction to it, because he just started laughing hysterically when he saw it.
Did you expect the trolls to work as well as they did? For instance, the one you mentioned of making it a block lower, did you expect it to have as that big of an effect?
Yeah, I did kind of expected it to work, just considering that so much of speedrunning is just like ingrained in muscle memory, or I think I got that backwards. Muscle memory is like ingrained in speedrunning. Did I get that backwards? I don't know. But I did expect that to work somewhat well, but there were a lot of trolls which I knew like probably wouldn't get a lot of people. I'm trying to think of an example of this, like, oh, the lodestone chest example. Like, not everyone checks the lodestone chest. Like, there's a lot of times where people will just, like, not check it. So I knew that, yeah, there's probably just going to be not a lot of people checking it. So I'll just put this here for the people that do.
Was there a method behind the pacing of the video?
Method behind the pacing of the video? Yeah, I want to say so. I honestly, like, I kind of just, like, went with it. Like, obviously I made, like, the script and stuff, but I didn't have, like, a rough outline. I just knew that, okay, I want to, like, introduce, like, the two main characters of the video, Yupunk and Aquacord, early on, and anyone who becomes, like, important later on, like Eric or Mr. Budgie, I can, like, introduce them later in the video. And as well as, like, yeah, and after that, I kind of just, like, went through the seeds, like, in order. And if something is, like, important that relates to, like, I guess this doesn't apply for this video specifically, it applies for a later one, so I won't talk about it right there, but. And then obviously after the seeds are done, I'd just go over, like, scoring who has, like, the most points, who's in the lead.
I know it's been 3 months now since the video released, at least of the time of recording this. But what are your thoughts on the TNT jump? I know you kind of mentioned it in the video, but specifically,
yes,
here.
The TNT jumps.
Oh, TNT were... jumps. Yeah, sorry, I should say.
Yeah. TNT jumps were so awesome. When I was making the custom world, that was what was intended. I thought to myself, like, I was testing, like, various TNT jumps, like, how high that you can go with them. And I was like, it would be so cool if someone did this in, like, a tourney or a video. And I honestly intended for there to be more, like, in the Nether, having some very low terrain and then having to go way high up, say on a bastion or a fortress. But I decided to not include that for two reasons. And the first is that, at least for going to the fortress, the runners will have ender pearls to pearl up to the fortress, and that kind of just makes TNT jumping obsolete. TNT jumping is unfortunately not faster than throwing a pearl. And the second reason is that why I didn't include it in the Nether is because boat clutching is, I'm pretty sure, a lot more difficult than water bucket clutching, which is why I only kept it the TNT jumps in the overworld and the end. But it was honestly so cool. Like, I gave the runners a stack of TNT and full blast protection armor, and I thought to myself, okay, they've got to realize they can TNT jump. They've got to know that they can do this awesome thing. But it was so cool seeing the TNT jumps, at least watching the VOD, because during the live broadcast, we missed Aquacord TNT jumping up to the lava pool, but we were able to catch Ponk TNT jumping onto the End Island, and that was just so awesome to watch.
Are you still shocked about the TNT enderpearl, specifically?
Yeah, I was kind of shocked. In the video, I put that Yupunk just completely read me. Like, he knew that there was going to be TNT in the seed because of how I named it, how I set the world icon. I used a lot of red, and I made it a reference to the character from the Penguins of Madagascar who always explodes. And yeah, it turns out that Yupunk really likes the Penguins of Madagascar. I think it's very popular in Poland, and I think that's one of the reasons for it. So going back to see him, like, practicing the TNT pearl cannon was just, like, so cool, and I'm so happy it worked so well, because obviously it's just, like, another thing I could put in the video.
How stressful was it to host? And this kind of goes specifically for the entire tournament as opposed to just this video.
Ooh, okay. It was actually really stressful to host, at first at least, just because it was, at least for the mainstream, the entire first seed, there's no mainstream footage on the first seed. It just doesn't exist, because my stream just entirely bricked for, like, all of the first seed. Like, it was a PowerPoint presentation. Like, you'd wait for a minute, and then it's just like, oh, another frame, and then there's like four runners in the bastion or something. Like, it just completely died. There's no footage of the first seed. I did manage to get it fixed for the second seed, and I guess that's a theme with the entire tournament, why I didn't use too much mainstream footage, except for, like, the finale, but obviously that's for another time. And it's because a lot of the streams on the mainstream were lagging, and I just refreshed one of them, and it would be, oh, it's 30 seconds ahead. So using, like, if I were to use just the mainstream for, like, the entire video, I just don't think it would be very good content, which is honestly, I'm just so glad that I was able to, like, save all the VODs. But apart from just the mainstream, it also was kind of stressful because, again, in the first two seeds, there's something with, because obviously I'm going into these worlds and modifying them, the timer mod that all the speedrunners use, Speedrun IGT, if you ever load into a world that was previously loaded, it will just, like, resume the timer from where it was last left off. And because I'd spend, say, like, 5 hours in a specific seed, it would just, like, resume at, like, 5 hours. But there's a setting that can be changed to stop this. It's called, like, Start on Old Worlds. But the problem is, was for the tournament, is that not everyone had the setting enabled. So for some people, like Yaponk and Siravel, it was just completely fine. Their timers worked normally. But there was other people, like Aquacord, like the timers just showed like 8,000 hours RTA, because it was like a while since I made seed. I'm probably exaggerating by that number, but it was like, it was really big. But so that was something that was scuffed, that was pretty stressful. And the stage ref, which shout out to Shulo, he was able to get a fix down pretty quickly after the first seed, getting everyone to change their timers. So that was also pretty stressful. But apart from that, it was pretty chill. Everyone was, all the participants were very, the participants were so awesome, with like having to wait to like in between seeds, having to like just download something, put it in their saves folder, which could be like very tedious, as opposed to like modern tournaments where you just sit in like a ranked private room and you just like wait for the host to start it.
You can re-say some of the ones that you've mentioned if you want, but what were some of your favorite moments?
My favorite moments in the entire seed, I liked Yaponk finding the firework rockets so he could use the elytra in the first seed. That was really fun, because that just feels like something you almost never see. I enjoyed, obviously, the two TNG jumps were highlights. I'm trying to think of anything else. On the first seed, Saravel's zero cycle was pretty good. I really enjoyed watching that. I think that's it. I can't think of anything else off the top of my head. There probably is just an awesome moment that I'm forgetting.
I know you mentioned it at the start of the video, but again, just for anyone who hasn't seen or is about to go and watch after this, who did you expect to do the best? And since you in the video technically answered that question, we'll do who did you expect to be the top three?
Who did I expect to be the top three? Okay, before the tournament even started, I think if you asked me to pick a top three, I would have given you Aquacord, I would have given you Eric, and I would have given you... Yeah, I think I would have given you Mr. Budgie. They're just, like, the three players with, like, are arguably the most speedrunning skill. They were the only three to have played in playoffs, and, at least in Eric's, regard Eric is... one of my friends obviously has played quite a few of my custom worlds, custom seeds. So I think that would have been my top three for who would do the best. I knew, obviously, that Yaponk did CTM speedruns, but I never expected he would be, like, the most dominant player throughout the tournament.
How many people were involved in the tournament or, like, event?
Oh, there were a lot of people involved in the tournament. There was, obviously myself and, three co-commentators. There was the stage ref, Shulo, and there was a handful of people working, back-end on a scoring sheet. Because obviously this is just, because it's, like, custom worlds, custom seeds. The speedrunners were just playing, on their single player instances and sending like the times in as they came in. So we had a few people on like updating a scoring sheet and verification and such, and then play testing just to make sure the seeds like function properly. I think I had about like maybe 5 to 7 play testers.
And then runners, there were 16, was it? Sorry.
For runners, I could probably like get the exact number for the amount of people. There were 37 signups according to the doc, but there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. But yeah, there were 13 people who didn't show up. So there were 24 people playing in the tournament.
Why did you only choose specific POVs for this video?
Okay, my reasoning for that is just because there's just so many of them. Like, even 7 felt very... Because I chose like 7 main POVs for like the series. But for this video, I think I included Yaponk, Aquacord, Saravel, Mr. Budgie, Eric, Jacko, that's 6. But yeah, even with the 6, there's just a lot of POVs. And if I, like, I did want to include everyone for the tourney. So what I did was, I had, like, anyone send me, like, anyone who, like, didn't do well, if they, like, uploaded their POV anywhere, I'd just try to include a clip somewhere. So, especially in the, in this first video, there'd just be, like, if there's, like, a clip of someone, like, looting a chest, I maybe, like, put someone who, like, didn't do so well in the tournament just so they're, like, in the video. Because, like, again, like, this was more of, like, a community thing. So, I thought that that would be cool.
You brushed on it there, but for the sake of already having these wrote down, I'm going to ask anyways. How did you go about choosing who's involved? You mentioned a community thing, but regardless.
I honestly just wanted, like, people who I already knew, people who I knew I could trust, people who I trusted wouldn't, like, leak any information in terms of, like, co-commentators. I wanted people who, like, obviously I knew would be chill to go in the booth live in front of however many people would be watching who I knew I'd have good chemistry with.
And then what about, like, the video itself? Without any quote-unquote big name runners, at least in this video specifically, were you expecting the video to do as well as it did?
No, I was not expecting the video to do as well as it did. I thought it would do, like, decently at the time, like, maybe hitting, like, I thought it would do get, like, 10k views, maybe 20k for me at the time. That was pretty good. That is still pretty good now. I didn't expect it to be like in my number one video. Like, I didn't even expect it to be like in my top five most viewed videos.
In the future, minusing the fact that there's also already a few videos similar to it, will we see anything similar?
Yes, and I might, I don't know when this is coming out, but it will be soon. I might have already announced it already by the time this video comes out.
Is there anything else you wanted to say that I haven't asked?
No, I don't think so. No.
Well, perfect. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.